Traditional sushi has been around for over 1,300 years, but what's happening in Maine right now might just revolutionize this ancient art form in ways no one expected.
That's fascinating. How exactly is Maine putting its stamp on such a time-honored tradition?
Well, I've been diving into this incredible guide by Robert Kirshner called Roll With It, and it's completely reimagining sushi using Maine's local bounty. We're talking about taking those pristine cold water fish, that famous Maine lobster, and even get this wild blueberries, and transforming them into something that honors both Japanese tradition and New England's culinary heritage.
Wild blueberries and sushi? That's definitely pushing some boundaries. How does he justify these rather unconventional combinations?
You know what's really interesting is how he approaches it from a sustainability perspective. Like, instead of trying to import fish from halfway around the world, he makes this compelling case for using what's literally in your backyard. And get this, Maine's cold waters actually produce some of the finest seafood in the world, perfect for sushi-grade quality.
So it's almost like he's being more authentic to the original spirit of sushi by going local, right? Since traditional Japanese cuisine was all about seasonal local ingredients.
Exactly. And what really blew my mind is how he breaks down the science behind sushi rice, apparently. The water temperature can vary by just 2 degrees and completely change the texture. He's got this whole chapter dedicated to just rice preparation because, as he says, perfect rice is the canvas on which all great sushi is painted.
That level of detail must make it pretty intimidating for beginners, though.
Oh, but that's where he really shines. He's got this whole troubleshooting section that's like your sushi emergency hotline. Like, if your roll falls apart, he suggests turning it into what he calls a Maine Coast bowl. Basically, a deconstructed sushi bowl that's actually become super popular in its own right.
Tell me more about these Maine-inspired creations. What are some of his standout recipes?
Well, his signature roll combines butter-poached Maine lobster with local seaweed and a touch of maple-infused soy sauce. Yeah, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. But what's really clever is how he incorporates traditional Japanese techniques with New England flavors. He's even developed this amazing pickled fiddlehead garnish that replaces traditional gari ginger.
That's such a creative fusion of cultures. Does he address any pushback from sushi traditionalists?
You know, he actually dedicates an entire chapter to this discussion, acknowledging that innovation in sushi can be controversial. But he makes this brilliant point about how California rolls were once considered scandalous, and now they're basically sushi 101. He argues that evolution is essential to keeping culinary traditions alive.
Speaking of keeping traditions alive, how does he handle teaching the crucial knife skills that are so important in sushi making?
That's actually one of the most practical sections of the book. He breaks down different cutting techniques using familiar references, like he compares the angle for slicing fish to splitting firewood, which really resonates with his main audience. And he's included these incredibly detailed diagrams showing exactly how to hold your knife for different cuts.
Well, it sounds like he's really thought through how to make this accessible to home cooks. What's been the reception in both the sushi and Maine culinary communities?
The response has been fascinating. Several traditional sushi chefs have actually praised his approach, particularly his emphasis on fish handling and rice preparation. And get this, some Japanese culinary magazines have featured his techniques as an example of how sushi can evolve while maintaining its core principles.
That's quite an endorsement. What do you think this means for the future of regional sushi variations?
I think we're seeing just the beginning of this trend. Kirshner's work shows how local food traditions can respectfully merge with established culinary arts. It's not about replacing traditional sushi, it's about expanding our understanding of what sushi can be, while staying true to its fundamental principles of quality, simplicity, and respect for ingredients.